Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
If you know about crime from TV, you might think strangulation leaves handprints on the neck. In fact, UVA nursing professor Catherine Lawn says it may not be that obvious.
The brain has reduced oxygen, and you start getting these little burst capillaries, and we can see those on the face, on the neck. We're also getting small microhemorrhages in the brain, so there's potential traumatic brain injury going on.
And in cases of domestic violence, where 30 to 50% of women experience strangulation, brain injuries may occur repeatedly, putting victims at increased risk for stroke and death. That's because men who choke women are more likely to kill.
They are about 7 times more likely to go on to later murder their partners.
And their partners may not be the only ones in danger. Men who use this form of assault are also more likely to kill anyone who tries to intervene. That's why Lawn is working to educate police about strangulation. And with a grant from the National Institute for Justice, she plans to study large numbers of women who have been strangled to see if repeated attacks do long-term functional damage to the brain. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.